In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is among us. The presentation of the Lord in the temple, otherwise also called the encounter of the Lord in the temple, is one of the 12 great feasts of the church. In Greek, the word is hippoponti. It literally means encounter or meeting. Another traditional name for today's liturgical feast is, from the West, Candlemas. Because at this liturgy, the light of Christ is revealed to the world. And so today, there's the special blessing of candles to remind us that Christ is the light of the world. According to the Mosaic law, as we see prescribed in the books of Exodus and Leviticus, 40 days after the birth of a male child, especially a firstborn male, both the mother and the child would come to the temple for the first time. It was believed in ancient medicine that it took 40 days until the mother's blood was finally purified, cycled through her old body, and all the old blood had washed out. And the male child was brought to the temple to be dedicated to God. That was recalling the first Passover, when God took the firstborn of the Egyptians, and by that very act, the Hebrew people then were released from their slavery and oppression in Egypt. So Moses prescribed by God's almighty command that every firstborn male and every male child was to be offered to God. And so the parents would bring a lamb or two turtle doves or a lamb and a dove and redeem back their son. Now reading carefully today's gospel passage, while the Christ child is presented and consecrated to God, what doesn't occur is the act of redemption, the buying back, the parents taking back the child. Why Christ is not returned to Mary and Joseph? This child is wholly dedicated to God, wholly set aside for God's work. Quote, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." End of quote. So Christ proclaimed in John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 38. Furthermore, if you read carefully the Greek that St. Luke uses, the whole event happening is depicted as a liturgical event. Jesus of Nazareth was offered as an oblation to God. It is temple and priestly language. This is a liturgical act. St. Luke emphasizes the point by recounting where this encounter took place, where this bringing the child to God took place. It was in the temple. That was not necessary. It was not prescribed by Moses in the law. The temple, being the dwelling place of God the Father, it was most fitting that Christ be brought into his Father's house on earth. And this was now the first time in a human nature. The very next major event that St. Luke records is the finding of the Christ child again in the temple. What's St. Luke emphasizing? This is when he's lost, the mother, Jesus and Mary are Jesus and Mary and Joseph on their way home with their family and their villagers, the fellow villagers, and they look around, they notice Christ isn't with them in the crowd going back home. And for 3 days they look for him in the temple, in the Jerusalem, and they find him in the temple. That's the very next event St. Luke records. Why? What's going on? It's hearkening back to this very event. It's a liturgical offering, because Christ said, "Do you not know that I must be about my Father's business? And he is in his Father's house." Today's feast, then, is also concluding officially the season of Christmas. Yes, today is actually the official final day of the Christmas season. December 25th was the Feast of the Nativity, the birth of Christ. January 1st was the eighth day, and as Moses prescribed in the law, on the eighth day you named the boy and you circumcised him, which made him a permanent member of the chosen race. And then on January 6th, it was the baptism of our Lord. And on that day, God the Father declared to the entire world, made the public declaration, "This is my beloved Son." The total number of days between December 25th and February 2nd is 40. The biblical number that signifies completeness. This season, then, has celebrated the wonder, as I preached on Christmas night, the wonder, Emmanuel, meaning God with us. That's what the entire season of Christmas, the entire season of Theophany, is all about. God with us. The wonder is that God truly, really, actually entered time, history, and this world. And he did it for no other reason than selfless love. John records in his own gospel, quote, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have life eternal." End of quote. What we witness then is that Jesus the Christ, by taking the form of a slave or servant, was like us in all things without ever sinning. And it was this one who fulfilled the law of Moses perfectly, fulfilled the law perfectly. What the Hebrew worship could not do. Israel's history, Israel's worship, Israel's events, all recorded in the Old Testament, are what? Only shadows, and they're only prefigurements of the reality that was to come. They were all pointing in one way or another to the event of Jesus of Nazareth. He came into the world, and he fulfilled fully, perfectly, the law of Moses and the prophets. This feast, therefore, is rightly seen as a liturgical bridge, a liturgical bridge between Christmas and Pascha. This small Christ child is still in his mother's arms, and what does he do? What does she do? She offers him as an oblation over into the hands, the arms of Simeon. And how do we find Simeon the Elder depicted in our icons? As a priest. As a priest. When the righteous man Simeon took the babe into his arms, he declared those words that we say every evening at Vespers. A light for the revelation to the Gentiles. And the glory for your people Israel. These words of the righteous man in the Old Testament declared a new era had begun. The era of restored communion between God and the human race. salvation had finally dawned. The long waiting of Israel had come to an end. All the shadows and prefigurements now can pass away because the reality is here. So now in every celebration of the church, it is a celebration of that good news. God with us. Whether it's the celebration of a particular moment in the life of Christ like today, or some event in the life of the Theotokos, or when we celebrate the lives of the saints, they all celebrate what? The presence of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Not as shadows of things to come, but as realities that are happening today. They celebrate what John in his gospel says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. End of quote. To mark this day, therefore, this day of light, the church invites the faithful to bring candles to be blessed at the end of this liturgy, and to take these candles home and to light them. Let this light in your home remind you and your household that Jesus the Christ is the light of the world. The kingdom is here in our midst. And just as the Theotokos placed into the arms of Simeon the elder, the light of the world, so in every liturgy, in every sacrament, the church places into our own hearts the light of the world. Preserve well this light against all the attacks of the devil and the demons and the principalities of darkness. Guard this light by holding close to what the church passes on in her faith, but holding on to the liturgy as our weapons, holding on to the sacraments, holding on dear to personal prayer, holding dear to fasting, and holding dear and practicing the acts of selfless love called charity. Christ is among us.